Inner Traditions Audio presents Developing Supersensible Perception, Knowledge of the Higher Worlds Through Entheogens, Prayer, and Non-Dual Awareness by Shelley Renee Joy, Ph.D. Read by Andy Rick. Foreword. The Scientific Basis of Extraordinary Experience by Robert McDermott. This book is filled with philosophical reflections, scientific analyses, and spiritual practices. It is also an example of karma, the sometimes curvy line with a telos, an end in view. Shelley Joy's end, at least in this book, is a thoughtfully documented attempt to incorporate the works of Rudolf Steiner, Patanjali, Carl Pribram, and David Bohm in addressing what David Chalmers famously referred to in 1995 as, quote, the hard problem of consciousness, unquote. Let us first trace the lines of karma leading to this book. Were you to pass by a 12-year-old in a library who is intently reading a book on hypnotism, you might not anticipate that, more than a half century later, this inquisitive pre-adolescent would publish a book that firmly links science, consciousness, and Rudolf Steiner's teachings on how to acquire supersensible perception. Similarly, were you to follow the arc of this young student's academic career into her senior year of an engineering program, you might never predict that, after she had experienced an LSD-fueled night on a California beach and a mysterious encounter with what seemed to be a living ball of light by an ancient pool in the Texas Hill Country, this same student would be so deeply moved by these experiences that her professional interests would be shifted from engineering toward an intense, lifelong study of Sanskrit, Patanjali's yoga, and tantric meditation techniques. What are the chances that this same young engineer, seeking to understand her experiences through books at the New York Public Library, would, quote-unquote, just happen to notice, lying open on a table, a book called In Search of the Miraculous by the mathematician P.D. Ouspensky, and that this book would lead directly to the many works of Ouspensky, G.I. Gurdjieff, and eventually to Rudolf Steiner? And what are the chances that this same young engineer attending a workshop in New York, given by the malevolent Taoist Buddhist lecturer Alan Watts, would, upon hearing that he and other accomplished
Sample complete. Ready to continue?